Hello, and welcome to the Shrewkit Podcast. I'm Jenny Townsend, your host. This podcast is for individuals that are wanting to grow personally and professionally. The podcast is going to offer mindset shifts, personal experiences for myself and guest. We're also going to provide some great resources, tools, and direction for navigating life. The goal is to inspire you and encourage you to take ownership of your life and begin living it completely fully today. Let's get to stroking it. Hello and welcome. This episode is going to break down my book. I'm so excited. It's launching on Friday. You can buy the Shrewkit Guide on my website, jennyaldetownsend.com. It's with a Y and there's only one L. You're going to put my website in /book. It's going to take you to my book page where you're going to be able to purchase the Shrewkit Guide. Finally, it's been 6 years in the making. For those that don't know, this actually started as a journal that I bought at Marshall's one day. It said, take note. And I started journaling feelings and all the things that were going on in my life at that moment in time. And several years later, I thought, I need to share this journey from discovery to recovery with people. And it's all about taking ownership and showing up, and all these amazing things are in the book. And so I want to encourage you to go and buy it. And if you have a story to share, I want to encourage you to share your story. Begin journaling, whether it's just writing a letter to yourself, writing feelings. Maybe you have an idea of what chapters you would want to feature in a book. Start with just writing the chapters. Start with the final note or the conclusion. Start writing what you want to share with people and your story. And it's so empowering. It's such a healing journey as well. So for those that don't know, Shrewkit was inspired by my husband's affair with a coworker. We were in counseling. We were talking about why things happened. And his response to me was, she was present. She listened to me. She validated me and all these things. And my response to him was, oh, she stroked you emotionally, mentally, and physically. And so I just really leaned into that whole Shrewkit concept. And then I started thinking about what that means for myself. And what am I doing to take care of myself? And what am I doing to fill up my cup and to love and care for me and take care of my needs? And then obviously went into my spouse. And what did I learn through this process? And how could I have been more present? How was I a good listener? Was I not a good listener? I started acknowledging all these roles of how I was showing up as a wife and contributing to my marriage. And then looking at like what my husband needed from me from a wife's perspective and partner and friend. And it really shares through that. And then I started thinking about my employees. I'm like, oh, wow. They want to feel valued and appreciated and told they're doing a good job. And then it goes from there, friends and family. So I just started writing different chapters and just journaling and thinking like what it meant and how I could help people. And then I think it was in 2020, I thought, oh, I'm going to just write this book. And I wrote 25,000 words and I went to an editor and she said, I love your story. Super inspiring. I'm so happy that you were able to find forgiveness and you're happily married and all these good things. But you need more than $25,000 or 25,000 words. And that's when she suggested I start a podcast and I start interviewing other individuals that have overcome some obstacles or maybe had the silver lining stories to share. And that is when I launched the Shrewkit podcast, which obviously if you're listening to this, you've downloaded it. And I have interviewed, 75 people, 25 of them are featured in the book. And they share their stories, their tools, their resources, and their CEOs, their HR directors, their life coaches, their therapists. They have a variety of different titles. And all of them are talking honestly, and they're very vulnerable, and they will inspire you to take ownership of your life and do you first before you do anything else and for anyone else. Life is super, super short. We only get one. So you want to make it the best life. And so a lot of the guests and I really lean into that. And that is sprinkled throughout the entire book. I dedicate my book to the reader and to my husband and then to Tito. And yes, I'm talking about Tito's vodka. Tito's Vodka, I joke about it in there, and it's all about how basically Tito was there for all the highs, the lows, for all the tears, the cheers, and so on. So with that, I'm saying is there's a lot of great personality. There's a lot of fun to the book as well. Obviously, the name is Stroke It. Most people think the book is about sex and intimacy and what are we stroking? So I do include a chapter for your pleasure. It is G-rated, as you may have seen or heard on some of my videos. It did start out as R, and my book coach was like, this cannot happen. Like, in your family's going to read this book and other people, and so you don't really want them in the bedroom imagining what you're doing. And she was so right. So there is some downloads, and all the resources that are going to be in the book are available on my website. I have a whole resource page where you can download the business canvas. So if you're interested in starting your own company, completing the business canvas, if you're wanting to develop this amazing life, I have a 1-3-5. Like, where do you want to be in 1 year? Where do you want to be in 5 years? Really helping you with that. One of the things that I did when I was going through the journey was I was really depressed and I was really lacking self-worth. And, you know, I was just, you know, my world was flipped upside down. And here I thought I was just like this amazing person. I had a really successful business. And then my personal life was blowing up. So I was really doubting so many things in my life. And I just remember I was like, you know what? You were going to sit and you're going to sit there and you're going to write things that are really amazing about yourself. And so I literally made a list. And if you're watching this video, you can maybe see it. It's right there. I actually saved it. And I started writing all these amazing things about myself and what I bring to the table and how I contribute to myself and how I contribute to other people. And then I wrote down some phrases that go with those things. And that was super, super powerful for me because it boosted my self-worth. And anytime I feel like I'm just failing or I'm just not valued or anything else like that, I go back to that sheet. So I have a download on my website that you can download as well. A lot of my podcast guests are featured there and they have free downloads for you. So a lot of the stuff that I'm going to mention in the book, you can get those great resources. So it really is a guide. I'm super proud of it. It's been a journey. It's been really, really hard as well. Obviously, I had to go back and relive a lot of the moments from when I was going through a really, really hard time and trying to find forgiveness and being triggered and having the conversations with your family. And I've had to have conversations with my family members too that had no idea what I went through. And that's super challenging too because people are quick to judge you. So I talk about judgment. I talk about shaming in there. And I have shared one of the stories about how I had someone judge me and I didn't know if they judged me. They came back and a few months ago and they said, hey, I really want to apologize to you. And I was like, oh, for what? She's like, because I judged you and I shamed you. And I thought you were really, really weak. And I couldn't understand why you would opt to stay with someone that betrayed you and hurt you and did that. And she was like, I really pitied you. And I did talk about you with other people. And she goes, so I just want to apologize for that. Then she decided to tell me that she discovered that her husband was having an affair. And because of me sharing my story, she was still with her husband and she looked within and she took ownership of her role. And she is looking forward to mending her relationship and forgiving her husband in the future. So you just never know what people are going through and how they're going to react. So I'm thankful that she came and told that or said that to me because it makes me feel good that what I'm doing and what I'm sharing is going to help other people. And a lot of us are afraid to share our faults or our failures and become vulnerable or share the fact that, yeah, my marriage sucked and I went through a really, really hard time. But my goal with this whole entire project and with my podcast and my book is to inspire you to look within, to take ownership, acknowledge your role, find forgiveness for yourself first so that you can find it for others and really to lean in and look at this obstacle, whatever the obstacle is in your life, as an opportunity. And a couple obstacles that I was faced with throughout the years was going back to when I was selling real estate, the real estate market tanked. No one would hire me. I only had an associate's degree. I had to go back to get a bachelor's degree so that I could apply for jobs. Even though I could outwork, outsell, and outdo everyone, it was really depressing for me. But I went back to school. It was at that college, my final semester, that I developed a business plan for the business that I ended up launching years later that actually funds and fuels me completely. So one obstacle that I turned into an opportunity. Another one was COVID. You know, how many of us, you know, looked at COVID as an opportunity to do what they love, to quit their jobs, to work remote, to travel, to do everything that we wanted, even though it was a really scary and unfortunate time, there was opportunity when COVID happened. And with my marriage as well, my marriage failing allowed me to really look within myself, get out the hamster wheel, create boundaries, have work-life balance, and empower amazing people that worked for the organization so that they can thrive and they could grow. So I want to leave you with today is to find the opportunity and all the obstacles, first and foremost, to create time for yourself and to love yourself, to boost your self-worth. And then finally, make sure you get the Stroke It Guide. It's available. I'd love for you to go to my website, buy that book, buy your friends a copy of the book, share a review, share the link to some of your friends as well. I would really love that. Later in the month, we'll be releasing the date. It will be available on Amazon. And my goal is to become an Amazon bestseller. So I would love everyone then to go and buy the Kindle version as well, which will be later. But definitely get the hard copy just because there's so many worksheets and there's so many downloads and process, like things that you're going to write in that book. And once again, I want you to think of it as a workbook for yourself. And I wish you a beautiful day. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing this time with me. I really, really appreciate you. And yeah, cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Stroke It podcast today. If you want to stroke me, please consider giving me a 5-star review, sharing this podcast with 5 of your favorite friends or someone you may think could benefit from the podcast, and consider joining my collective. It's completely free for the first 30 days, and you can go to jennysfreegift.com.